gentlemen.
Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
1-1 to Olsen. Softly to second. Throw home. Kelnick is safe.
Wow.
The throw was high. Kelnick slid in head first, and Atlanta is back in front.
Wow, indeed.
Great base running.
It was gutsy, that's for sure. I don't even think Tui Asisopo was telling him to go. Kelnick was like, to hell with this.
Hell with this. I don't get that much burn no more.
Because he thought maybe he could have scored on the previous at-bat when Ozuna hit one deep to center, and the center fielder kind of misplayed it, and almost a really nice play, but played it off his glove. Probably felt like he should have scored on that one. That felt like a frustration decision.
He's lucky. He lucky wasn't a force.
He's very lucky.
He's very
or
lucky.
A better throw.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Now Kelnick. Yeah. Kelnick is a
rebel, Andy.
He's a rebel. Yeah, he's a rebel.
Rebel.
He's a bit emotional. I would say, like, he makes emotional decisions on the baseball field.
He's like a poodle. Poodles are very emotional. Dog.
Yeah.
A poodle. Very, but, very emotional.
Yeah. That sucks. It's like the worst comparison you could get. it worked.
That's all that mattered.
Thank God.
That's all that mattered.
And then they tacked on three more. And it looked like they were just going to run away with that bad boy last night in the 10th. And then they decided to allow just a couple, just to make the Twins feel better about themselves. But you know what? They won the game 8-6. They win the series.
Where the hell is Carlos Carrera at? Is he hurt again?
Yeah, he's hurt right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Ozuna stays hot.
Yeah, man.
Olsen with another nice night.
Well, how about Michael?
Nice to see Michael
how
Harris.
How about Michael, baby?
Back in the lineup.
The wrist looks all right.
We're fine.
We're good.
Yeah,
we're good. We're good. We're appreciating it.
That play he almost made in center field.
Sick.
Where he went up.
It. Yeah.
And he had it.
He had it.
And then to be so coordinated to come down and still catch it before it hit the ground.
Yes.
I was like, if the wall knocked it out of his mitt without the ball hitting the wall, and he caught it, that's an out.
Exactly.
That's an out. So for him to stick with it, but they never really gave a great replay.
They did not.
Which kind of frustrated me.
And that's my thing. I was like, hold on. I don't think they hit the wall. They hit his glove, but it may hit the wall and bounce back. But I mean,
didn't put up any fight, so he must have known.
He was more upset about him not catching than maybe them
guy.
Not. But anyway, that was a hell of a play.
He makes some incredible plays in center field. And then obviously the power last night. Just great to have him back in the lineup in general. But offensive explosion for the Braves.
Yeah.
10 followed by 8.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. Shwelly was good too.
His pitch count. That pitch count.
Yeah.
I looked and I was like, damn, he's in 54 in the second inning.
Yeah. Credit to the Twins. Their pesky little lineup. It kind of reminded me of the way that the
Diamondbacks,
those Mets used to kind of do Strider. Remember that? Like Strider would be okay, but they just keep fouling him off and working the count. And because he didn't give up any runs and he struck out 8 guys in 4 2/3, which, by the way, if you played the prize picks tip that we tried to give you yesterday, Schwellenbach has more than 7 strikeouts in each of his last 8 starts. They keep setting his line at 6.
Uh-huh.
Free money.
I mean, go make some.
Prize picks, promo code 929.
Go make some money.
Made you some money yesterday. Anyway, that's the 16th straight start where the Braves starting pitcher has allowed 3 or less runs.
Right. And
That's really good.
And I saw there, this is it. They have 11 extra inning wins, which is most in the majors. I said, is that good?
Better.
I mean, obviously it's good that you win the game.
Better than not,
Is it good that you keep going to extra innings?
I don't know that it's good or bad, but I think it's telling.
Okay.
I think it's – you could explain it, right? Like, they play a lot of close games because they got great pitching and bad offense, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to be in a lot of games that are tied or close to tied. Just look at – they've won 8 out of 10. And outside of yesterday – and they only won by 4 yesterday – 2 days ago they won by 4. And it felt like a blowout because it was 9-1, but then it ended up 10-6. Like, all those wins were 3-2, 3-1. 8-6 yesterday. I mean, whatever. Wins are wins, and you'll take them with this baseball team, whatever they look like.
Yeah, man, and you got to go ahead and get you another one and get ready for that big weekend series up there in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that Sunday is going to be a nationally televised game for them. And just try to continue to keep this roll. And no more. Nobody get hit. You know, all these other good stuff. Keep you guys healthy as you can and see if you can get this lead down a little more than it is. The Phillies are okay, but they're still a really
good
team.
They're playing good.
But that's what I'm saying. But they're not where they were, where the Braves should just be overwhelmed by them. I don't think this
week.
But you got to get the one in Minnesota today.
The Braves took 2 out of 3 from them when they played.
Minnesota.
Could have very easily got the other one as well. It was a close game. And 6 games, given how hot they started and what the Braves season has been, It's not that much.
No, it's not.
And maybe the Phillies lose today. Maybe the Braves sweep the Twins and go in with five, and then you got those, you know, you got that series against them. So there's still plenty of baseball to be played, and still plenty of NL East story to be told. And who knows? Maybe the Braves track them down. I heard them talking about this on the broadcast, and they're on national TV on Sunday. They were like, "It's an unusual situation for the Braves to be in playing from behind." No, it isn't. Remember a couple of years ago, they were way behind the Mets and tracked them down like the final weekend of the season.
They were like 10 down.
I know they've won the division 6 years in a row, but that not that long ago, they had to come from behind and win the division. Yeah, so it's something the team's done before.
Yeah, that was one of the things where they thought, you know, a lot of people were saying that was the reason why they didn't win the next, because they used all their energy up tracking down the Mets that 1 year. That was when, oh boy, up there, Sally boy was up there. It's over and all that crap,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, he declared it over, yeah. And they had the trumpets, and we had the trumpets, and everybody was doing trumpet stuff.
Yeah. Is he doing anything this year?
Diaz. Blowing saves is what he's doing. Although he's been pitching better lately. But okay. Yeah, he blew a bunch of saves in the middle of the year. They were thinking about demoting him.
Diaz?
Mm-hmm. He still comes out to the trumpets.
Does he still?
Yeah, so does Contreras. In Milwaukee.
Contreras having a better year.
Yeah, Contreras having, certainly a great first half.
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Hey, Darno was great last night.
He was. Yeah. He was. I'm not taking nothing away from the Braves catch.
I'm not taking anything away from Darno.
Yeah, he was.
Sean Murphy could play better.
He could.
That's for sure. I know he was hurt half the year, but well, Samson could learn how to play that, too. I know Tuba and Trump aren't the same, but maybe. It'd be a little lower octave. That'd be pretty cool, I think. All right, so Brent Key is going to join us at 12:20, the Georgia Tech head football coach. Obviously, big win last weekend in Ireland over Florida State. We'll see if we can get him to talk about it. I know he'll talk about Georgia State, though.
Yes.
They played Georgia State on Saturday night. Del McGee is the head coach over there. Here he is talking about Tech.
They're very physical up front on both sides of the ball. They have really good continuity on the offensive line. We got a quarterback that's very dynamic in the run game, and he can take one to the house. He has very deceptive speed. I mean, you can see him out running angles, and we all know Florida State has really fast people on defense. Then they got explosive players at the receiver position. The back is he's about 190, but he runs like he's 220.
Yeah.
Really, really good player there. And then the DC that came over, Santoni, he's doing an outstanding job. You can see how those guys are just flying around on the ball. So the biggest thing we got to do is match their physicality.
Yeah.
And I just want to see our guys have fun.
That's going to be the issue.
Yeah, physicality.
The physicality of this football game is going to be – it's not a question of where it's going to – you know, beat.
No.
Like Georgia Tech.
Now, Tech out physical Florida State last
weekend. Florida
State.
There's no question that they won't do the same thing Saturday night over there at Georgia Tech, because, I mean, that's what their model, that's their MO, that's what they hang their hat on, and they're going against a much inferior opponent. You know, I think that's the biggest thing about it is that Georgia State is not there yet. They're not there as far as the physicality. They're not there as the skill, the speed, and all those other different things. The biggest thing for Tech, you can't let them stay in the game by making mistakes. You can't, you know, obviously overlooking them and everything like that. I just think because the talent level is so big.
Yeah.
But still, you just don't want them to hang around. And then that hanging around gives you self-doubt. Like, man, we should be blowing these dudes out. But yet, here they are hanging around with us. But I just think Georgia Tech has too much for them.
I do, too. But I don't think Tech is all that far removed from letting that doubt creep in.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
they lost games last year. And Stake was talking about how they've lost group of five teams the last three times out, and I realized
who was it last year?
It was Bowling Green.
That's what, somebody like that.
So you know, a lot of Brent Key's messaging and his media availability since the Florida State win has been, you know, you can't overlook, you can't let success go. Like, all right, it's a big win, it's a really big win, but like if we're letting the success of 1-0 go to our heads, we got issues.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
I don't think it should be hard to refocus and play a game Saturday night.
No, it shouldn't be. And the thing about it is because he's so who he is old school mentality, always forward thinking, talking about Coach Key, like their game, like they're so far removed from that victory. You know what I mean? Like, considering they have a game in 3 days,
right. I mean,
they're so far removed from it. It's a great win and everything like that. But I'm sure he has done a great job of refocusing those dudes, because if you want to get to where they want to go, you have to refocus automatically. You enjoy it on that long-ass flight back. Enjoy.
They did a little sightseeing.
Enjoy sightseeing
Sunday
everything.
In Dublin.
But Monday, you watch – I don't know how their schedule goes or whatever, but you watch – you watch the Florida State film, and then you go straight to Georgia State.
Right.
Obviously, you go to corrections and everything from that, but then you go straight to this week right here, and they're in a situation where they're going against a new program as far as scheme, head coach, all those different things.
A lot of unknowns with Georgia
State. Them, and far as, you know, what they want to do offensively, defensively, and everything like that. So, yeah, it's going to be a process, but yeah, Georgia Tech just is a better football team.
Florida State was also supposed to sightsee on Sunday in Dublin. Do you think they did?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted to.
No. But
I don't want to see any of this stuff.
These dudes different now, man. These dudes, they probably was out there making top ticks and all that TikToks and
like
Instagram
if I'm Haynes,
reels.
If I'm Haynes King, and I can't wait to see some old Catholic church.
Yeah,
I won that game.
All on the game. It's all right, dog. We still in this thing, man. Yeah, you know the positivity. Yeah, you know me, dog.
We got to stay positive, but I don't know. That next day, I'm like, nah, I don't really want to see sightseeing. Can we just go to the airport and get the hell out of here?
I'd rather just leave.
Not really into Dublin anymore. Yeah. This kind of sucks.
Yeah, man.
Whereas Georgia Tech, I'm sure, had a great time.
Yeah, my soul's still here.
I don't want to do this.
I don't want to play out
here. We just lost a heartbreaking football game, and now you want me to learn about Gaelic? I don't want to do that.
No, I really want to go home.
Want to talk about some shillelaghs? Not interested. Please.
I would really want
to
go
take me back to Tallahassee.
Which not a lot of people say.
No one's ever preferred that over Dublin, but that's where they were at. All right, like we talked about in the opening segment, the Falcons have cut their roster down to an initial 53-man roster. Some names that you may know that are cut: Kevin King, obviously we were rooting for him to make the squad. He didn't. Chris Blair probably had the best preseason of any receiver, but there's also a reason why.
Yeah.
No one was playing. He didn't make the team. And Carlos Washington, there was a little bit of a crunch at the running back position. Jason McClellan, they drafted. They kept him. Carlos Washington's on the outside looking in. Could be a practice squad.
I think a lot of these guys, and you see this around the league, a lot of the practice squad is made up of guys that you had on your trainer camp roster and everything like that, because you know these guys and you have a sense of what they might look like, what they look like in what you want to do with your football team. So a lot of them will make the practice squad and be around and be those emergency type players if somebody goes down and you have to plug and play, or necessarily just know that he knows what we're doing. Now, we don't want to have to go into this week relying on him, but he knows what we want to do offensively if there's a mishap or somebody going down.
Still no word, and there won't be until when is my question, but still no word on Trevor Etienne. And Smile Mundon, as to whether or not they'll play against Clemson on Saturday. When do you think we'll know one way or the other?
When the ball's kicked off.
Like noon?
Yeah. When the first defense...
It won't be like 11:45?
When the first defense or the first offense runs
11:52?
Out. 11:52? When one of those guys... Or you know how they have... What's the guy now who does like the game days... Pete Thamel?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless Pete Thamel gets something.
He might get it, like, during game day.
Yeah, he might get it during there, but other than that.
But even still, maybe not. Yeah. Like, it might be whoever the sideline reporter is for the game on Saturday. Like, they throw down to the sideline right before kickoff, and like, oh, we just found out that.
Yeah, something like that. I think that could be the thing. And obviously, we'll talk to our main man, Roddy, this week on Friday. He'd know, with we're hearing. If Roddy.
Oh, Roddy knows.
If we get a what we're hearing before Friday, Roddy would know.
Roddy knows.
Yeah.
Roddy knows. I think a lot of people know already.
I'm pretty sure around the program.
And I think that it's that he's not playing.
I think a lot of everybody up there knows, you know. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I still don't know. I got my usual allotment of sleep last night, and I still feel the same way.
You're back. How many? 4.5?
It's like five and change.
Five and change.
Five
All right.
and change.
You seemed a little bit more normal today.
Yeah, I got my normal allotment of sleep last night.
Good.
Yeah, man.
I felt good. Did it feel good?
Feel good
to get less sleep?
Hell yeah, dog.
The only person to ever say that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much sleep I got. Who knows? Little kids, man.
Hey,
little kids.
They don't care.
No, they don't. They don't like to sleep at all.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.